Hey, great to have you. Hope you're excited for a great weekend ahead. David Phelps was supposed to be the man starting last night, but when he got moved to the 15-day DL, Jake Esch came up to pitch for the first time in the major leagues. Today's Fish Family Code is debut in honor of Esch. Esch did fine. He held his own. And with the full rewind of the ballgame, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the good news is the month of August is over. It was a disastrous month for the Marlins. They go 10-18 in August, their first losing month of the season. But this one month has undone the bulk of the good they did in April, May, June, and July. Tonight they lose to the Mets 5-2 as the Mets score three times in the bottom of the eighth to win it. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Metro PCS is wireless figured out. If you switch to Metro PCS now, you'll get two free 4G LTE smartphones from leading brands like Samsung and LG. Sales tax not included. They got off to a bad start for the Marlins when they announced they had to scratch their starter, David Phelps. Phelps was on the disabled list with an oblique strain. So right-hander Jake Esch was promoted from AAA New Orleans to make his major league debut in this one. And the Marlins gave him an early lead against Bartolo Colon in the second inning. Ichiro led off with a single, and he went to second on an errant pickoff throw from Colon. So with nobody out, Ichiro was at second base when JT Realmuto stepped in.
Here's the 2-2 to JT and a slow dribbler toward third. Barehanded by Reyes. Throws to first offline, and that goes down the side wall. Coming home to score is Ichiro. Going down to second is Realmuto. And the Mets playing some sloppy ball here in the early going, and the Marlins are up 1-0.
Jose Reyes made an error in the first inning. You just heard that error he made in the second inning after the throwing error by the pitcher Colon. So three errors in the first two innings for the Mets. And the Marlins had a 1-0 lead. But after Jake Esch struck out two in a perfect first inning, he immediately got into trouble in the second. He walked the leadoff man Curtis Granderson. So man on for Wilmer Flores.
To not start a game and hit two. There's a ball pulled down the left field line. And it is going to be a fair ball and a two-run homer for Wilmer Flores. What a way to extend his hitting streak to a career-high 9 games. 2-1 Mets.
Well, that second inning continued with Jay Bruce singling, Travis d'Arnaud singling. So you had two on with nobody out, but Kelly Johnson popped it short for the first half. Then Bartolo Colon hit into a 3-6-3 double play, and Esch escaped, trailing just 2-1. He would escape again in the third with two outs. He issued back-to-back walks to Cespedes and Granderson, then went after Wilmer Flores again. 1-0 is in the air, center field on a line. Over Ozuna, dives for it, and he made the catch. Marcelo Ozuna robs the Mets of two runs with a terrific diving grab in left center. Unfortunately, Ozuna rolled over on his left wrist, and he'd have to leave the ball game with a sore left wrist. Marcelo Ozuna listed as day-to-day, and we're just getting word from the Marlins clubhouse that x-rays have been done on Marcelo Ozuna. X-rays coming back negative. Don Mattingly saying he is still day-to-day, but could well need a couple of days. That's a bat the Marlins can't afford to lose the way they're struggling right now. They were down 2-1 into the bottom of the fourth inning when Jay Bruce led off with an infield hit. Bruce went to second on a single by Travis d'Arnaud. When Kelly Johnson singled, the Mets had him loaded, trying to break it open, leading 2-1 in the fourth. The bases were full for Bartolo Colon. The 0-1, chopped to third. Prado comes home, they get one. JT back to first, they get two. A 5-2-3 double play. So Colon, two trips to the plate tonight, has produced four outs. But Esch was not yet out of the inning. With second and third and two down, he had to face Jose Reyes, who had four hits here last night. Pitch on the way. Ground ball to second. D dives, has it. Throws to first, inning over. Nice job, Jake Esch. Three straight hits. The Mets had him loaded with nobody out. But Esch coaxes a double play ball from Colon, and then he retires Jose Reyes on a good play by D, and he keeps it a 2-1 game. That escape by the rookie Jake Esch in his big league debut, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. With Bartolo Colon rolling along a little bit, he retired seven straight. He'd retired five straight when he got through the top of the fifth. Esch allowed a one-out single in the bottom of the fifth to Yoenis Cespedes, and his night was over. Esch, in his big league debut, goes 4 1/3, seven hits, two runs. He walked three, struck out two, allowed the home run to Wilmer Flores, accounting for both Mets' runs in the second inning. Esch, 71 pitches, 41 strikes. Mike Dunn came out of the bullpen. He was able to escape the fifth inning, keeping it a 2-1 game. And leading off the sixth for the Marlins, Christian Yelich.
And he hits a ball in the air to left here. This is powered well. It's going to be up and off the... No, it is out of here. It's a home run for Yelich. I thought for a moment it came off the wall, hit something behind the wall, came back on the field to Granderson. Yelich with a home run ties the game.
17th of the season for Yelly, who hit 16 the last 2 years combined. He hit 9 in 2014 and 7 in 2015. So we were tied at 2, and the Marlins bullpen was rolling along after Dunn got the last two outs in the fifth inning. He set down the side 1-2-3 in the sixth. Bartolo Colon made it through 7 for the Mets. 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 3, allowed the Yelich long ball, 101 pitches, 72 strikes. In the bottom of the 7th, Kyle Bearclaw came out of the bullpen, pitched a 1-2-3 inning, and this game stayed 2-2 into the 8th. Addison Reed, 1-2-3 top of the 8th for the Mets. Both bullpens are rolling until A.J. Ramos entered from Miami in the bottom of the 8th. A.J. allowed a leadoff single to Yoenis Cespedes, then he walked Curtis Granderson on 4 pitches. So the Mets, in a 2-2 game, had 2 on with nobody out. A.J. came back. He got Wilmer Flores, hit a fly ball to center for the first out. Cespedes took third. So now the tie-breaking man just 90 feet away. Men at the corners, one out. But Jay Bruce popped up on the infield. His pop-up to D. Gordon was good for out number 2. And A.J. had a way out of the inning. But he walked Travis d'Arnaud, and that loaded the bases in a 2-2 game. Last of the 8th. With 2 outs, he ran the count full to the veteran infielder, Kelly Johnson. Crowd comes to its feet, 33,471. A.J. sets, runners go, the 3-2, swing and a line drive, fair down the right field line, the Mets have the lead. They've got 1, they've got 2, they're looking for 3, they've got 3 on a 2-out double by Kelly Johnson. And it's 5-2 Mets in the 8th. He cleared the bases. Cespedes, Granderson, and d'Arnaud all score. And for A.J. in the 8th inning tonight, 2 hits, 2 walks, 3 runs, and a 5-2 Mets lead. They handed that lead to Juris Familia, who has been about as reliable as any closer in baseball this year. Familia looking to set a Mets single-season record with a 44th save, and he made quick work of the Marlins. Ichiro ground ball to second. J.T. Realmuto a strikeout. He went 3-for-4 tonight, though. Then Miguel Rojas grounded to third, and this one belongs to the Mets. For the Mets, 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. They left 7 men on base. For Miami tonight, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Marlon Strand, 6. Addison Reed, the winning pitcher, 4-2. A.J. Ramos, the loser, 1-2. For Familia, save number 44, a new Mets single-season record. Time of the game, 2 hours, 46 minutes, and 33,471 go home very happy. Mets have won 9 of 11. They improved to 69-64 in the season. Now 36-31 at home. Marlins, for the first time this year, have lost 5 in a row. They dropped to 67-66, just one game over overall, and now just one game over on the road, where they are 34-33. 5 straight losses for the Marlins for the first time this year. They have scored a total of 8 runs in the 5 consecutive setbacks. They finished the month of August 10-18 after finishing with winning records in April, May, June, and July. 4 straight winning months in a single season for the first time ever, but then 10-18 in August. As for Jake Esch, he became the 13th different pitcher to start a game for the Marlins this year. That's one shy of the major league high this year, and it matches a club record. Marlins used 13 starters in 2004. They did it in 2014. They did it in 2015. They've done it again here in 2016 with Jake Esch. Pitching well, getting a no decision in his big league debut. He only made it through 4 1/3, but he worked out of some messes, limited the Mets to 2 runs.
One more in New York this evening. Over the weekend, we'll finish up the interleague schedule against the Central leading Cleveland Indians. 7:10 tonight, 7:10 tomorrow and Saturday. Afternoon on Sunday, 6:40 pregame. For all the night contests, you know where to find all the games. Right here, the Miami Marlins Radio Network. Dave and Glenn have the play-by-play. You can also listen at MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app, and on 940 Wins in Miami and Fort Lauderdale.